Government transparency advocates in Delaware say state lawmakers are once again slow-walking a bill that creates an independent inspector general. Keith Steck with the Delaware Coalition for Open Government says the group is urging the General Assembly to pass the legislation this year. He says most lawmakers support the idea, but leadership fails to act.
The problem has been it stalls. It stalls with the leadership. And the last couple of years, and this year is no exception.
An inspector general would be able to investigate waste, fraud, and abuse in state government and issue public reports. Legislative leaders say bills with fiscal notes are on hold until final revenue numbers come in. Philly Music Fest returns this October. The festival highlights up-and-coming music acts from around the area. With the lineup just released, WHYY's Corey Sharber reports the festival has expanded from the typical 7 shows of years past to 9 for 2025.
From October 13th to 19th, the Philly Music Fest will host a series of shows at different venues across the city, including Underground Arts, Ardmore Music Hall, and World Cafe Live. Matt Quinn of Mountjoy and punk band The Wonder Years are among this year's festival headliners. Both have found mainstream success in recent years, but have stayed true to their Philly roots. The festival, now in its 9th year, will continue its tradition of raising funds for local music initiatives. For the past 4 years, the fest has raised roughly $100,000 each year for music education efforts within Philadelphia. Other billed performers include Greg Mendez, American Idol finalist Katie Turner, and another surprise headliner that will be announced at a later date. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. on Philly Music Fest website and at the host venues. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
A showery gray day out there on this Tuesday. Right now, drizzly in Center City, Philadelphia. Not uncomfortably cool, though. 72 degrees currently. Temperatures hover in the 70s for the remainder of the afternoon. Overnight, we get down into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, very similar to today. Gray skies, showers, and temperatures in the low 70s.